KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, and good afternoon. I am Trina, broadcasting live from our wonderful Studio 1A, and today we've got special guests, operators, and of course we've got a live studio audience, so let's hear them. Totally live. So, welcome, operators. We're going to talk in a few, but I thought, you know, always the best thing to do in Studio 1A is just rock, so let's hear a tune.
All right. Lying.
are live in Studio 1A. It's KETX 98.9. Operators is the band with us. That sounded awesome. And I know a large part of it was you, but our engineers are helping out. It sounds great in here, right? Studio 1A? Incredible.
Okay. Some hot engineering.
That's like Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman in here in the studio with the mix. And Operators is Dan Bechner. Sorry, I've been saying Bachner, but...
That's all right. It looks like Bachner.
I wanted to say Boechner, but is this... I mean, I know you're from Canada. Is this French?
It's German. Name?
It's German. Name,
yeah,
right?
When the German side of my family moved to Canada, the immigration people were like, we're accepting you. However, we're accepting you because you're good Lutherans and you're gonna work hard. But we need to take the umlaut away because public opinion about Germanic last names was at pretty much an all-time low. So they took the umlaut, but kept the pronunciation Buchner and then kind of anglicized it, which made school like kind of a living hell for me.
Yeah. Well, it's character building.
Thanks, Grandpa.
We'll introduce the band, Operators, here in Studio 1A.
We got Sam Brown, Appalachian Thunder, Columbus, Ohio native, and owner of a giant beard on drums.
Yes.
We have Dev Wojka, no last name given.
Not needed, no.
Californian, Macedonian, synth wizard. And we have Dustin Hawthorne on bass, ex-Hot Hot Heat.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Explosive.
Yeah, a great band put together. And if you know about Dan, you know he was with Divine Fits, with Britt Daniel, of course, from Spoon, from Austin. And Sam, you're part of that lineup too, the drummer here.
Yep.
And now your project is Operators, but I just read the Wolf Parade, your other band, kind of reuniting and going on tour again. So.
That's right.
So we don't need to talk too much about that, but we need to talk about that.
Okay, we can.
What do you got? So it was you guys went on hiatus, and you just decided that it was long enough, and you wanted to get back together, or how did that go down?
Yeah, it was just kind of time to get back together again. I mean, we kind of went dormant for like 5 years, went into hibernation, and then it just seemed like the right time, you know? And it was all kind of predicated on writing new music, which we did. Which I was doing in the middle of all of us making the Operators record, so
yeah,
it's just been like
staying busy.
Yeah, it's good. Been a nice year and a half of like nonstop music. So
well, Blue Wave is the new album by Operators, and tonight they'll play at Sidewinder, and you won't be able to sit still. I guarantee it's all ages. Doors are going to be at 8 o'clock. The Sidewinder, Austin.com is the website if you want to take a look. See, so. Operators, do you operate as a band as far as songwriting, or are you taking lead, or what's going on that way?
Yeah, we operate as a band as far as songwriting. I generally, you know, I'll come up with like a riff or a sequence or something, and then Dev Wojka will refine it and get the sound palette sounding good, and Sam will come up with some beats, and then it gets structured, and then we argue about the structure, and then we play it live in the studio, and we eventually reach a compromise, and then we record it. You know?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And so, since this album is out, Blue Wave, you're going to spend some time promoting and touring, as you currently are.
Yeah.
And then, when will this tour end for Operators?
This tour ends on the 23rd in Boston. So we're a little more than halfway done. We started in Montreal, and we're just basically doing a giant U shape, almost an entirely closed circle, just circling the continent. So there's been a lot of long drives. And
maybe you know the answer to this, because I always get interested in like behind the scenes. So is there someone... you know, setting up the dates for you? A tour manager does that? Or who's doing that? How does that work for a band?
Well, we have a booking agent. We have two booking agents, a Canadian and American, working together in perfect harmony.
Oh, that's beautiful. By the way, your president rocks. Wait, is he a president?
He's a prime minister.
Okay, well, he rocks.
He does. Did you see the yoga plank thing?
Yeah, he's awesome.
It's insane. He's ripped.
Can he come over here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'd like to.
Can we just combine?
You guys
with
can
you?
Come up. Yeah, you know, we'll come up. You can come up there.
We may.
We have
may
a lot of room.
To.
We got a lot of open space.
We may be coming at you. All right. Well, operators here in Studio 1A, we're going to hear another tune from the band. And again, the show is at Sidewinder. You know, today, by the way, if you go to KUTX.org, you can get a free download of the next song they're going to perform. Because it's our song of the day. So they'll play it for you, a live one, and then you can grab it and put it in your collection at KUTX.org. So operators live in Studio 1A on KUTX. KUTX 98.9. So good. I love it. You know, of course, we in the room here, and most people who love music know that it makes you happy. But I just read an article that live music is actually a de-stressor. So it's really cool. And in your brain, it's brain stuff.
Live music
stuff.
Is a de-stressor?
De-stress. So if you stress, like it helps
you.
You
meant like de-stressor.
Like, sorry, it's my accent.
That's where we make all our money.
Don't say that. Yeah, no, it is. It cures stress. That's another way
to
say it.
Yeah, that's right.
So go see operators tonight at Sidewinder, and you'll have a really good time. So, Dan, do you speak French?
Un petit peu.
Because you lived in Quebec.
I still live in Le Quebec.
Can you survive without speaking French?
You totally can.
Because everyone speaks English.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just
I mean, Quebec
American
is,
over here.
No. Quebec itself is super French. That is absolutely true. I mean, you go even 20 miles. Miles? You guys have miles.
We do. Kilometers.
35 whatever. Kilometers outside of Montreal, and you don't speak French, you might be in a little bit of hot water, right? if you want to communicate something. Right. But Montreal as a city is kind of, it's always been super multicultural. It's like the economic engine of Quebec. So you can get by speaking Arabic there. You can get by speaking like Haitian patois or Creole, you know?
Very international. Yeah.
So everybody speaks kind of a mishmash of like, there's this Franklish, you know?
Franklish.
Yeah. I love it. I mean,
That's awesome.
It has its flaws, but I feel like it's a really inclusive city in a lot of ways.
Any other Canadians in the house? Oh, we got a couple.
Really?
All right.
Where are you guys from?
Where are you from? Where is she?
Downtown Canada. Yeah. Right. Dustin's a Torontonian as well.
Okay. Hey. Yeah, Dustin. Bro.
Studio 1A, yeah.
One
oh, yeah,
A.
Studio 1A.
Okay, nice check. Studio 1A. Yeah,
that was pretty good. Yeah.
All right, well, I feel like we could just talk all day between all of us, but we kind of have to wrap up. Operators live in Studio 1A, and as we often do, we let bands cut one more track that is off the air, so we'll have all of the tunes today on our archives, and it won't take long. Maybe by tomorrow they'll
be
up online.
Can I do a quick interjection? I'll just keep this short, but I love playing in Austin, and I especially love playing in Austin today because this guy made me a guitar.
This guy right here?
Yeah,
this guy sitting right next to me?
Lincoln Guitars.
Where is it?
Derek. Derek from
Come
Lincoln
over here.
Guitars.
What's your name?
This is what I'm shredding on right now. So.
What's your name?
Oh, my name's Derek O'Brien.
And you just build guitars for people like Dan Buechner?
I do.
He certainly does.
And this guitar is awesome.
Is it the one you're playing? Sounds fierce. I was like, oh, that sounds so good and like just distorted and messed up and rocky. So, wow, that's really awesome. We'll have to get a picture all together. But what a great audience today. Thank you for coming in, operators. Night at Sidewinder. I don't want this to end. But it's not going to end for our audience members. But we'll get back to the music on KUTX, and thanks for listening.